Hey, beautiful mama. If you're struggling to find joy in the season that you're in right now, or you feel like there's just so much stress piling that it's hard to see the light out of the hard, or maybe you roll your eyes when you hear that saying, stressed but blessed, because it's hard for you to feel blessed in the survival mode cycle that you're in. Mama, I am here to tell you that a simple 5-minute daily practice can drastically change that perspective to change your life if you let it. If you commit to it, if you lean in and embrace it every single day, can you give yourself those 5 minutes every single day? Then buckle up because you are on your way to your breakthrough. Today's chat will uncover how gratitude can change your perspective and lead you back to love, joy, peace, all those warm and fuzzy feelings, even in the midst of the chaos of life. Let's get to it. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day, and you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their family's priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. All right, real talk. I love, love, love this time of year, but it can sometimes be overwhelming, right? Like you remember, oh gosh, I'm the one who does the shopping, the wrapping, the planning, the decorating, the parties, and the pressure to make the memories. It could be a lot. So first, a reminder that you don't have to do it all. You can opt out of the Christmas cards this year. Have your partner help with presents. I'm actually wrapping our cousin's presents and family's presents with Jace. And it's a great, he loves to do it, but it's a great opener for a conversation for talking about the season of giving and all that encompasses, you know, that magic of the season too. So most importantly, just do what brings you joy and don't forget to enjoy the holidays yourself. I know it's hard. You could be rolling your eyes at me listening right now, but please just take that in, okay? Take that in and just sit with it for a few minutes because I want to be that reminder for you, that break in the hard or with all those thoughts that are circling around in your head. I want you to listen to this podcast, to this episode every single week, right? To the show every single week and just to be that reminder, to be that reset because sometimes that's all we need is just that simple reset to reground ourselves. So all that said, if you are ready to simplify your holidays to just enjoy them a little bit more, go to the link in the show notes and download your free holiday planner now. I created this a couple years ago to help me alleviate that stress and overwhelm, just to have everything in one place. My goals and gratitude to keep my mind right, the budget, the gift list, the checklist with prep and menu lists and the blank calendar sheets, it's all there. This planner is designed to help you be proactive in identifying what you want this holiday season to be and in identifying those goals and priorities of everything that it entails, okay? So it's your guide to keep it simple, avoid the chaos, to enjoy your holiday experience. Well, chaos might not be the right word. It's gonna be chaotic, but avoid the stress and overwhelm in order to enjoy this holiday season. All right, so now on to the meat of this call, gratitude. To be honest, in the chaos, right? In the hustle, in the bustle, in all the things going on in life all the time. Grateful is that word that comes to my mind when I write out my intentions for the day. I don't know how many times I think, gosh, everything in our life right now is a priority. Like, how do you prioritize that? right? So it's a good problem to have, but sitting back and thinking of everything in life, how we're guided to be at this very day, in this very moment, going through this exact season at this time, grateful. Just think about that for a second, because I didn't always think that way. My mindset loop wasn't always swinging towards that positive gratitude end of the spectrum. But that's the beauty here. You have the power to change that. If you don't lean towards grateful, or if you think like, wow, I'm going through a hard time right now, but I see like just the gratitude and the happiness that I overall have, even through the hard, even through that thick, you could lean and change that perspective when you think of your life or your current season. Or maybe you are listening to this episode being like, yeah, I do have that perspective. I do have that grateful heart or that grateful mindset now. But now that I think of it, you know, I could be more intentional in choosing gratitude, or maybe practicing my gratitude throughout the day. Oh my gosh, if you just heard that, my cat is like jumping around my desk as I'm recording right now. So, all right, reeling it back in here. So a simple, doable way to be intentional with practicing gratitude and bringing that energy into your life. And also, this is something that helps ground me when I'm feeling guilty or stressful or that lack of patience or utter exhaustion, whatever like I might be struggling through. This practice can also be like used in time of emergency too, not just as a daily habit, okay? So this practice is to take 5 minutes every single day to write out 5 things that you are grateful for. 5 minutes, 5 things, okay? It probably should only take you 1 minute, but just to take that time, take that extra 4 minutes then to just kind of sit and be, okay? And to really sink in and feel that gratitude, feel those things that you're writing down, because expressing gratitude is such a positive exercise, and it helps boost your mood and focus on all the positive and all the good that's in your life, even if you might be going through a hard time, okay? Gratitude is a practice. It helps us stay in that high energy flow by literally training our brains to focus on what is going well. Habitually, if you turn this into a habit, it will habitually invoke feelings of thankfulness and gratitude, and ultimately change that perspective, change your mindset loop. It's wild, right? The things, the power that you have, you hold that power, okay? True happiness, it won't come if we're not appreciative of what we already have. That's my opinion. But I feel that if you're not happy and grateful and lead with that grateful heart, you're not going to ultimately be happy, right? For as hard as it could be sometimes when we are in the thick of struggle or survival mode, it's hard to lean towards happy or to choose happiness and to lead with gratitude. So it's a life-changing habit. Baby steps, okay? That consistency piece. It's simple habits, it's simple things that you have the power to do, but it's in that hard of just starting, or maybe you don't believe that it's gonna work, so why even start, right? So really take those baby steps. By consciously practicing gratitude, we can train our brains to be selective and focus on those things, on the good, positive emotions and thoughts that come to surface. And ultimately, listen to this, by changing that perspective, and by changing that mindset loop, it will reduce anxiety and all those negative energy feelings, because your baseline, right? Your autopilot is going to be gratitude, okay? The simple act of reminding yourself of those positive things in your life, of the good that is in your life, of the things that you're grateful for, right? Your children, your family. I could probably name a list of 10, 20, 30 things, and I don't even know you, right? There's so many things that we just need to focus on to shift that perspective. So even, again, like as a simple roof over your head or the food on your plate, that can invoke feelings of thankfulness and optimism that can make managing stress or depression or anxiety easier. And I also suggest, this is just a little tip, I guess, bonus, right? I love to use a journal solely for my gratitude list, so I could look at that list daily as I'm adding to it, and I could look back at previous days, or if I have an extra couple minutes, I could read back of those things that I wrote, you know, yesterday or last week or last year, And it instantly brings that wave of calm and joy and peace and gratitude back to surface, okay? So first thing in the morning or right before bed, journal those things that you are grateful for every single day. Change that mindset loop because our thoughts create our reality. Think of that loop in your head. Your thoughts turn into your beliefs because what you think all the time turns into what you ultimately believe. And then what you believe in is how you act. And how you act is your experience, is your reality, okay? So our thoughts create our reality and what we focus on expands. So rather than focusing on all that energy on what you don't want or the struggles that you are going through or who you don't want to be or how you don't want to feel, you can think differently to transform your mind and focus on all the good, okay? Think of the good qualities that you love about yourself. What are you grateful for about the life that you're living now? Even if it's hard and you're living in the depths of struggle or survival mode, there is still so much that you can be grateful for. You can start focusing on what you do want, how you do want to feel, and who you do want to become, all while being grateful for your present life every step of the way. This is kind of like a little kicker here. You could strive for and have goals and aspirations in life, but still be grateful in the present life that you're living. Being happy and grateful in the now is what's going to give you that grateful heart. It's going to really transform your mind to be that, what did I call it earlier? That foundation or the baseline. That's going to be kind of your standard, your normal, your habits. Standard, I think was the word that I was looking for, but it's going to become your standard every day, right? So being grateful for what you already have in your life, you could still be excited for what's coming and those goals that you have, because what you think about and how you lead your life, that's what activates that vibration within you and creates your reality. So your balanced mom method homework, if you will, is to write out your five every morning or every evening before you go to bed. Go into the Motherhood Empowerment Community and share them in the podcast episode graphic for this episode, or simply say that you did it. If you don't want to share the exact list, that's totally okay. But go in our Motherhood Empowerment Community and share that you did that, that you're starting to implement this new habit, this new practice, or message me for accountability. I even share my daily gratitude. It's something so simple. Every morning I share on my Instagram stories. I'd snap a picture or a video or whatever it might be that day. But then I just share one thing that I'm grateful for, just to spread that empowerment there too, or to be a reminder to someone that might watch my stories to think like, what are you grateful for? And sometimes most of the time they're so simple, right? But that simplicity piece is what really regrounds me. Like, it brings me back to living and leading with that intentionality of keeping it simple, right? Because life, there's so much noise and there's so much just background and everything going on that's trying to weigh you down. The enemy is always trying to weigh you down. But keeping it simple, like, this is, you get one precious life, right? So think of it like that. Keep things simple, right? That is, maybe simplicity isn't a goal of yours, but it's been a goal of mine since I've become a mother. And I feel like a lot of us can relate just to bring that simplicity back to motherhood, but take it that step deeper and bring the simplicity back to your life, right? This is life work. So if you're feeling it, go to your Instagram stories and share something that you're grateful for and start a habit of it. Do it every single morning and tag me at Naturally Empowered Living. Commit to doing it every single day somewhere. Let it be just your journal. That's fine. If you don't want to share it to social media, if you don't want to share it to our Motherhood Empowerment Community, I would love to know that you're creating this habit, so let me know somehow, but commit to doing this every day and it will become a habit. And that habit will then transform your mindset loop to swing it back to that positive, which will transform your thoughts and your beliefs, which will impact your actions, giving you heightened experiences. Wow, like just the power of the simple consistency, right? Okay, so if you need some help on where to start, here are some gratitude prompts, okay? Name a person that you're grateful for. Name something that you're grateful for. Name a memory that you're grateful for. Name a place that you're grateful for. Name a skill that you're grateful for, or a quality within you or your children or your spouse or a family member, loved one. Just take 5 minutes and write 5 things that you're grateful for. And then do that again tomorrow. And then the next day. And then the next day. All right? Head to the Balanced Mom Method Empowerment Community and comment your answers on this podcast episode graphic. Not your answers. Comment your gratitude list. And then share this episode to your stories. I would so appreciate it. And tag me at Naturally Empowered Living to spread that empowerment there too. And also, last plug here, simplify your holiday planner. It has gratitude lists in there too. This is how important this is, mamas. So don't lose sight of who you are, what you love, and all that you have, that you've become so captivated by the hustle of the day-to-day life or struggles of the world that you're going through right now. Gratitude is one of the most powerful energies, and it's something that's so simple to do. So embrace it, okay? Lean on it, learn from it, and it will transform your life. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth for farming? Please leave mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.